All right. Hey, guys. hi, guys. Okay, so this is how it's going to start. But seriously, hey, guys. It's been a long time. I've been wanting to do something for a while. I actually recorded this same questionnaire last night. I was fairly drunk. I don't really remember my answers, but there was a portion where I got really dark in whatever I was replying about. To be honest, I don't remember with you. I don't remember, but I got oh my gosh. This is why I don't record, you guys. Like, this is why I don't do this, cuz whenever I feel confident enough, I'm most likely like 99% positive that I will be drunk when I'm confident enough to record. But at the same time, when I'm drunk, I get real rambly and kind of and like say stupid shit. So where I was going with this is, I was going to tell you real quickly, I recorded this questionnaire last night. It was a very long audio. I was rambling for a long time over many of these questions. but I got to like a question, I don't remember which one it was, but I replied something and I started thinking about it and I was like, that was really like dark and twisted and I don't want to post that. So I went to cut it out, and I never have edited audios before. I've only posted like 3 or 4. So I never got into the editing thing. But on this voice recording app that I have on my phone, I went to cut out like a portion of maybe like 2.5 or 3 minutes, and my stupid ass instead of like removing that portion from the audio, I cut that by itself and deleted the rest of it. So the whole questionnaire is gone. Anyway, I'm starting over. Hope you guys don't mind. Yeah, feel free to skip ahead like 5 minutes, because I'm gonna do another little intro thingy here. So there's this. Alright, let's get this situated here before this laptop falls over and breaks itself. So there's this artist, her name is Kehlani. It's Kehlani. I think I've heard her songs on the radio before. She's collaborated with like Chance the Rapper and a few other big name artists. I don't know, something about her newest album just really like speaks to me. I think it's really great. The title is Sweet Sexy Savage, which is fucking perfect. And also her voice is just really relaxing to me. I like the rhythms that they have in the song, her songs. Like, super kudos to whoever produced her and whoever writes her music, because I don't know that it's her. Maybe it is. I don't know. Never really cared to check, but shout out to Kehlani. Not that she's listening to this shit, but it's good. If you like R&B and hip-hop, if you're a fan of, like, female vocalists, you would love this album. Anyway, I'm going to play it in the background, because anytime I listen to myself back, which I probably will just for security measures, and it's, like, super silent in me talking, I get really weird and anxious about it. So I'm going to play it, but first I want to play this intro. I haven't heard this too often, but she does something really cool with an intro to her album. It's not like an intro to a song or anything like that. It's like literally just like an introduction to it. It's like right in the beginning before the very first song. It's not by her, actually. It's her name is, it says intro like by Reina Biddy. So I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sorry if I'm not. But it's just a really pretty little spoken word piece. So I'm going to play that so you can hear it, and then I'll just go ahead and start answering some questions. So I don't know why that came out so weird. I do want to say that, say thank you to, oh man, she said her name was, I think she said, I feel like I've encountered this more than once in the past couple days with with some GWA posters that they're like, I just put some random letters together and I don't actually know how to pronounce it. But I feel like she's one of them too. It's either Key or Kai, but her like username on Pastebin is Ki-Kiara. So I'm just gonna call her Kikiara, and I'm just gonna nickname her Kiki. So hey Kiki, sorry if that offends you. Let me know. You can comment on this. You can PM me, whatever. I think Kiki's a cute nickname. I'm just a fan of nicknames in general. So, thanks for posting these questions, Kiki. They are very random. I remember this from last night. There was a lot of would you rather questions, which I just have really negative feelings towards. Like, I don't want to be a bitch and be like, I fucking hate them, but I kind of fucking hate them. I just think it's harder. It's a hard question. Those are the hardest questions for me because you have two options. You know, they're generally equally as awful. So it's like you have to really kind of justify one over the other. And that's where I get into this, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Get into this kind of cycle. Like, I don't know, just this weird cycle in my head where I go back and forth between what's the least worst of these worst options. Like, least worst of the worst options. You know, I speak English. I can. Like, I generally have good grammar and spelling, but, you know, you're like three drinks in and that shit just doesn't matter anymore. So, my apologies in advance for this insanely long ramble, which probably will be, but it's been a while since I've talked to you guys, and I kind of just want to let myself go, in a way, like, in a mental, oral way, but this isn't going to be probably very sexual at all, so, hence the GWA, possibly pillow talk audio. I don't know where I'm going to post this yet. We'll see if I even get through it and if I don't delete it again on accident. So, alright, here's the intro to Kehlani's Sweet Sexy Savage album. I hope you like it. I just think it's really beautiful. It really resonated with me. It's about just being a strong, you know, powerful woman and taking no prisoners and making no apologies. So let's start with that and we'll move on from there. Here you go.
Condolences to anyone who's ever lost me, and to anyone who got lost in me, or to anyone who ever felt they took a loss with me. My apologies for the misunderstanding or the lack thereof. I'm sorry you missed the God in me, and I'm sorry you missed the light. I'm sorry you forgot the way I rose like the moon, night after night, with the burden to forgive,
eager to feed you everything. See, I'm a holy woman.
I know what it's like to give life to a being without ever needing to press skin against one another. I've practiced how to hold my tongue long enough. I'm afraid I forgot to say goodbye. I'm afraid you're under the impression that I was made to please you. I was under the impression you understood me better. The truth is, I'm a superwoman. And some days I'm an angry woman. And some days I'm a crazy woman
for still waiting.
For still loving harder even if I'm aching. For still trusting that I'm still worth the most. For still searching for someone to understand me better.
Alright, I'm gonna pause real quick on the song, which is great. You're gonna hear it eventually. I'm just gonna turn the volume down and play it in the background. I don't know, that's just so beautiful to me. I listen to a lot of spoken word poetry. There's this international... National, it's just an American thing, poetry competition. I think it's, at least like a couple of years ago, it was called Brave New Voices. I don't know that it's still called that, but, they made a couple, like, documentaries about it, documenting the events. I think they posted it, I think it was on HBO. Anyway, excuse me, if you've ever listened to my other questionnaire, you'll know that when I drink, I tend to burp a lot, so forgive me in advance. I also have a weird, like, clearing my throat tick. So, oh man, sorry guys. Oh, I need to stop drinking so much soda. Soda. Anyway, where was I going with this? I don't know, I just really like spoken word. And this is turning into like a totally random conversation with myself. Because clearly I'm just recording myself talking. So let's get to the questions. Alright. So, getting jiggy with it questionnaire. Let's turn this down a little bit. I don't know how this is going to work out with the volume levels. Alright. So, her little introduction is so cute. She says, "Hello, everyone who happens to stumble upon my humble little questionnaire. I love, alliteration. I love wordplay. I think it's super fun and endearing. And to be honest with you, I kind of think it's sexy, too. So, thanks for that, Kiki. It was very nice. All right, question one. Question one. What would be harder, confessing to someone that you love them or that you don't love them back?" Man, as I'm reading these questions, I'm like kind of scanning through. I do remember how I answered this yesterday, which is kind of why I didn't want to record it, because, I mean, obviously you can see in my username, like, candidness is kind of important to me. It's like sort of, it's sort of what I pride myself on, is just being natural and letting things flow and just kind of saying whatever I feel and what happens at the time. That's why I have all these saved scripts that I'm interested in recording, but I never do them because I start and then I'm just like, this doesn't feel right. So anyway, I didn't want to record this questionnaire because I'm like, I already went through this. I already answered these questions for the very first time. You know, it was real and new and fresh to me last night when I answered them. But anyway, I was drunk, so I don't know. Maybe I'll come up with something new. Maybe I won't. Either way, I thought this was a fun questionnaire. I read it again today and I said, these questions are fun. This is great. Like, let's just do it. I'm just going to go for it. Anyway, sorry, guys. Wow. So what would be harder, confessing to someone that you love them or that you don't love them back? I definitely think, at least for me, that telling someone you don't love them back is way more uncomfortable. It's way more anxiety-inducing. I'm definitely kind of a people pleaser. I like to make people happy. And I'd say like a fair amount of the relationships I've been in, they were started because the other person showed interest. I mean, obviously that, you know, awakens your interest and kind of awakens your curiosity, but I'm not usually the one to make the first move, but at the same time, I'm very honest with how I feel about people. I've definitely had some, liquor-induced confessions of love to people, which I don't know if that really counts, but yeah, I definitely say I would rather confess than to tell someone that I don't love them back, because I feel like telling someone you don't love them back is harder. Did I answer that sufficiently? I'm gonna apologize again. Thanks for bearing with me. If you get through this, like, God bless your little fucking heart, because I'm just blabbing. Alright. Number two. What makes you bored? Like, really, really bored? I don't know. What does that even mean, bored? I heard this expression when I was a kid, and my mom said something like, if you're bored, it's just because you haven't figured out what you want to do next. And I kind of feel that way about every time I think, like, oh, God, I'm so bored. I'm like, it's because I haven't decided what I want to be doing right now. Because really, that's that simple. You just have to make a choice and, you know, do it. You can cure your own boredom in an instant, really. I guess like monotonous, sort of, what's the right word? Like domestic tasks. Like I hate doing laundry, like folding clothes. I get really bored when I'm like folding my laundry or when I'm doing the dishes or doing any sort of cleaning. I'm extremely bored. My mind goes completely blank. It's kind of like I would rather like bite my own toenails off than be doing this right now because it's terribly boring. I guess. I don't know. I feel like that was a terrible answer. But yeah, I guess, yeah, just like anything monotonous where you're just doing the same like motions or same sort of thing, concept, construction, whatever, over and over and over again. That, like, I can't. Yeah. So, I'm sorry. It's okay, let's move on. Number 3, what scares you the most and why? I do remember last night I answered the question in 2 parts, so let's try to do that again. I feel like when it comes to fear, you have your, you know, like physical, tangible things, like lots of people are afraid of spiders or snakes or clowns, which I hate clowns, things like that. But then you also have your sort of bigger picture things, like the ideas or theories or emotions that you're scared of. So I'm gonna do like my biggest one of each. Like as far as like constructs and concepts, I would say like I'm afraid of the dark. Like that's what scares me, because to me it's not necessarily a physical tangible thing, like the quote-unquote dark. It's more or less the thought of the unknown, going into the dark. You know, like, you don't know what's there, like, especially, like, I live in a 3-story house, so my room's in the basement, it's underground, so when you go down the stairs, it's kind of like a whole new, like, world, you know, like, you can't really see the outside, there's not much natural light. I feel like easily, if someone wanted to, they could just, like, break through my window well. I don't know why they would, but if they did want to, it wouldn't be that hard, because I've broken into my own house before. Not broken in because I live here, but if I didn't have a key or the garage door wasn't opening, I've done it. Let's just say that. Yeah, the dark has always freaked me out. I can go to sleep I don't have to sleep with the nightlight or anything like that, but when I get up, say I get up in the middle of the night and I have to go to the bathroom, I get real freaked out. Having to walk, like, down the hall and, like, through the living room and the basement to the bathroom. Like, that freaks me out. As far as physical things, you know, people, places, things, or whatever, the ocean, honestly, it's kind of terrifying for me. I always want to be brave and go in the water, and I'm just like, it's beautiful, it's relaxing. I love watching the tides come in and, you know, roll out. I think the actual beach is nice. Like, I like the sand, that's not a problem. I like the smell of salt water. But not even just the ocean, but like being in any sort of body of water where I can't see the bottom, or I can't see, like, past my own, like, physicality, it definitely freaks me out. It's almost a paralyzing experience. Actually, last summer, I was with a friend on his boat, and we were in a local lake, which is man-made, as far as I know. You know, somebody, not just one person, obviously, but people dug a hole and filled it with water, so it's not like it was just created on its own, but still, I jumped off the boat one time. I was kind of drunk and I was feeling adventurous. I'm like, yeah, this is a great idea. Like, I'm going to go swimming at, you know, 12:30 at night when it's pitch black. I can't see anything. Like, not that you can see in, like, through the water when it's daylight anyway, but still. So I jumped off the boat. It was great for, like, all of a minute and a half. And then I started kicking my legs and treading water. And I was feeling things around me. And I couldn't see anything like below the water's surface, and I literally had a panic attack, and like I clawed my way up into this boat because he didn't, there was no ladder. I don't know what my plan was when I jumped in. I guess I was just gonna like figure it out after I got in the water, but there was no ladder to get back into the boat. So I like had to pull myself up onto this boat. It was terrifying. And I can't think of any time I've really been in the ocean, you know, past maybe my like knees, like the water's up to my knees and that's it. Cause do you realize like how many species of creatures live in the ocean? And I'm saying the collective ocean. Like, I don't know if they're in the Pacific Ocean or in the Atlantic Ocean. I don't know that. I'm not a fucking oceanographer or whatever, marine biologist. I don't know, but there are so many species that live in the oceans. The oceans, plural, around the world. And whether they're predators and they're actively trying to hurt you, or they're, you know, what is the opposite of a predator? I don't even know. I'm just, okay, what I'm trying to say is whether they're passive or aggressive creatures, like, they will harm you either way. Like, jellyfish aren't aggressive creatures. Like, they're not gonna, like, swim after you and attack you, but if you touch them, it's gonna fucking hurt. Like, just like sea urchins, like, all kinds of things. There are so many things in the ocean that just want to hurt you, or that will hurt you if you get near them. Basically, the entirety of the ocean's population is just saying to you, like, get the fuck out of my water. Leave us alone. Get out of my house. Like, go home. You don't belong here. That's terrifying. It's like walking into the lion's den. They're like, bitch, you shouldn't be here. You can leave now. So, yeah, I don't like it. I won't go past my ankles at this point in my life. I always have, like, oh man, I've had this like pipe dream, which is funny because they anyway, this pipe dream of surfing. Like, I always wanted to learn how to surf ever since I was little. I live in like the suburban Midwest. We don't have oceans here, so obviously I would have to go to a coast. That's kind of irrelevant at this point, but I've always wanted to learn how to surf. I just feel like it sounds so much better in theory and in this image in my head, but I don't know if I would ever actually try it because I've watched too many like shark-themed movies and I know too much about the ocean. Just don't go in the ocean, guys. I don't know if you'll ever come back. I don't know. It freaks me out. All right, moving on. Number 4, how big is your bed? I have a queen-size bed. It takes up a lot of room in my bedroom, but it's worth it because I move a lot in my sleep and I never, ever have fallen off bed. So kudos to me. All right. Number 5.